Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Wednesday webcast. Our first one in a little while. Well, is it? I know. Maybe we were just
Maybe it is
a Wednesday webcast. Maybe it is. Who knows? And go on.
No, I was going to say, you've built this in, up into something that hey, shall we do something? Let's do a thing. And I said, all right, then. And then you've like literally told everyone in the world, come along, it's going to be amazing. They're going to be firing out from a cannon and giving away sweets.
Sweets. I would never give away sweets. I was just going to say I'd give away wine. I would never give away wine either. Anyway,
That's fair enough.
Yeah, but it's not not our traditional Wednesday webcast. We kind of had a bit of a little pause in the Wednesday webcast as a result of half term. We are coming back to it, worthwhile mentioning, because we've still got our alternative preparation course to complete, which has been really popular actually, and what we're trying to do is just make sure that, you know, the guests that we have on are really kind of
quality guests.
Quality. But yeah, so we decided to come back tonight because it's 30th of June. And
yeah,
I think probably 8 or 9 months ago, Al and I had a chat. And it was a chat that has resulted in a date being put in the diary. Really, I'm not sure if this was like an official date.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, you're saying you don't know nothing, do you? Yeah.
I just turned up.
That date is the 1st of July, and tomorrow is the 1st of July. So I've been racing towards the 1st of July. You've just been popping around the background, really, don't you? Haven't you? You know, kind of just comment and stuff.
As is my way, nonchalant.
Yeah. So tonight is about telling you a bit more about it, explaining why we're doing it. Yeah, I know. What are we doing now? What's happening? Last week, which was quite timely, we got confirmation from Companies House that we now have a fully formed company, don't we, Al?
It's adulting big style now. This is it. Big style. We've moved into a new gear.
Yeah,
the grand old age.
Before we say any more, I think what we need to be very, very clear about, very clear, is that we do this for us. The Adoption and Fostering Podcast is me and Al. We do it for us. Nobody tells us what to do. Nobody will ever tell us what to do. The Adoption and Fostering Podcast remains as is. We will continue with the banter. We'll continue with the guests. It will all be focused around adoption, fostering, special guardianship, kinship care, all that sort of stuff.
Whatever takes our fancy. And today we actually had a great day, didn't we? We spoke to Josh McAllister, and that's it. But that's the sort of thing we do, and it's stupid, it's bonkers. You know, we're just bumbling middle-aged men.
And just to be clear as well, just in case anybody is listening who happens to have poked us today, nobody tells us to edit. We don't edit. We let it go out. And that's just it. So there you go. That's first. We just want to say that.
I know this is like those terrible TV programs where they don't get to what they're saying. But next, we're actually speaking to Julie Salwin, Professor Julie Salwin.
We are.
Really excited. Taking a long time to get that interview set up. And so, again, just getting people who are really interesting, really key to this world and environment, and just asking them questions that normal folks like you and I want to know.
Exactly.
So there you go.
So that kind of parks that bit for a minute. In terms of the Adoption and Fostering Podcast, we're still here. But the conversations 8 or 9 months ago has culminated in what we're here to say tonight, and that is that we are launching our own company now, officially, and we have called it No Borders Training. That was a bit of a...
what do you expect? Like...
Well, I was expecting an audience. I'm used to doing this in front of people, aren't I? No Borders Training. Lots of reasons for the name. It took us a while to come up with it. One of the reasons is we don't particularly want to just people accessing it from the UK. It could be from Ireland. It could be from Hong Kong, which we found doing some stuff with Adoption and Fostering Podcast when we've done some events with them as well. We've had people from all over the world, and I think that that's part of the No Borders thing. But the ultimate kind of goal of No Borders is that we will, we don't want to kind of frame it around adoption and fostering anymore. We're going a little bit wider than that. Do you want to chat a little bit about that?
Well, I think one of the key issues that we've faced is that I think I come from an adoption worldview. So everything through my lens and my understanding and my knowledge and my training has all been through this our lived experience as a family of adoption and all of the issues that face that. But what is across the board, there's very few of those issues that we've faced as family, you know, complex issues that have been exclusive. And so, for example, the violent, aggressive behavior, challenging behavior with my children, that is, you know, it's a big thing in the adoption world, but it's a bigger thing in the world beyond that. And so when you look at issues around FASD, for example, and that's something that Scott, you know, you've done work on, and fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, autism, disabilities, the impact of early adversity and trauma, ACEs, sadness, separation, loss, the impact of abuse, you know, you could go on and on and on. Yeah. Our children are the children that who were caught. And there's a whole raft of other children out there who aren't necessarily caught. So when you look at I think there's something like 1.1 million children in the UK who've got special education needs and disabilities. So was it something like 16% of children FASD? So actually the issues that we're dealing with and the issues where we kind of have tried to develop expertise in, that there's a much bigger pool of people who could really benefit from some of that knowledge. But likewise, we could benefit from the knowledge that they've got. And so it's like we need to heal the world. We need to speak with one voice. We need to get together. Collective group hug.
There was a song about that, wasn't there? The world.
Let's not go there.
No,
let's
I know. Really yeah, not yeah. Go there. Yeah, let's not. And it's not just us. I mean, we're obviously we're going to be kind of organizing things. We've already got events lined up. We are working with the fabulous Ruth Whiteside and Elaine Nichols so far.
Elaine Amy on Twitter.
Elaine Amy on Twitter and Ruth Coaching on Twitter. And they've agreed to come on board independently. We want people who come on board with us to have kind of not just lived experience, but they need to be compassionate. They need to be talking our language. They need to be understanding of some of the issues that we face as well. So as we go on with this, we're going to have more and more people independently come on board, hopefully adult adoptees who bring that kind of experience and both professionally and personally to the kind of the mix of that. And not just adult adoptees, obviously care experienced people and people who've experienced adversity. And I think as well, you know, this stretches out further, like Al says, on kind of the communities that we could almost be a part of, you know, in terms of domestic violence. And, you know, even to the point, and, you know, I was thinking about this earlier, you know, children who've experienced divorce and some of their behaviours it's very similar to the behaviours that we would experience. So there's ultimately, you know, that's kind of the aim of No Borders. There is no borders to kind of the impact that some of this kind of training and support and resources could have.
It's huge levels of crossover. And I think that we want to also make ourselves provide a level of training. We want to be, I guess we've got quite altruistic underpinnings. So there's this constant tension between the need for us to earn a living, which is not our full-time job, but we want to make it affordable. And I think that's the key thing for us is that we would, when we looked at the model we did for the last year's training, was that that we wanted it to be something that people could access, that it felt affordable, it felt like value for money, but it didn't scrimp on the quality. So we're going to do that. But also what we'd like to do, and probably a bit more under the radar, is we would like to go and support the developing of knowledge within social care and organizations like that. So the new company that Rachel Leanne's just said, oh, I missed the announcement, can you repeat? So we are going to, we're starting a...
There's always one name that's late, isn't
there? Oh, look, there, that's her there. I put her on the thing, name and shame. So we're going to start a company called No Borders. So we want to do things differently, but we also want it to be in a place where there's going to be resources. So we're going to start a new podcast, aren't we, Scott?
We are, yes. That's another thing, I mean, it's like I said earlier, the Adoption and Fostering podcast is here to stay. We're not going anywhere.
Going nowhere.
the no borders, we have to have the on the beginning of that, because I'm not even going to tell you what the other one does.
Google it. Yeah.
Google No Borders podcast.
Different borders altogether.
The No Borders podcast is a very succinct, very short, 20-minute episodes maximum. Either myself or Al, or sometimes we may do them together. We haven't really kind of got that far in terms of planning yet.
Just making this up.
No, we are. We've got some already in the can, actually, that are going to be released very shortly. Yeah. And, you know, we're going to be talking about things like resilience. We're going to be talking about things like transitions. And these are little 20-minute blocks of information that you can either binge on or you can listen to when they're released. One at a time. It's up to you. And ultimately, we'll be then bringing training into that as well. So we'll be, you know, putting on training events for those that want to find out further more about it. You know, Elaine is going to be doing some NVR stuff. There's lots of stuff that we're going to be doing as No Borders, but the No Borders podcast is still going to be light in terms of the discussion, but it's going to be a little bit more kind of succinct, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think we're going to release three probably tomorrow. We've got a trailer and we're going to release three maybe tomorrow morning. We want it to be something that you can listen to and go, actually, that's really helpful.
Yeah.
That's not just talking. That's not two people bantering on about adoption, fostering, and all that kind of stuff. It's, for example, we're talking about resilience. We're talking about the components of resilience and thinking, actually, that stuff's really helpful, making me think about how I kind of support my child. Or that's maybe tips and tricks, or maybe actually that is something I want to know more about. So maybe I'll listen to the second or third, and maybe that if there is training, I'll book into that because that seems affordable. Exactly. And actually, I've had a taste of it. And that feels like something that works for me. So we're trying to do things a bit differently. We're disruptors. Yep. We're disruptors. You have to say disruptor. I'm a disruptor of the whatever.
This could go horribly wrong, honestly.
We've had a David, Scott. We've had a real David.
Oh, we have. Yeah, to be fair. And, you know, it doesn't detract from other things that are going on as well. Al continues on with his social work job. I'm continuing on with my new job. Later on this month as well. This is simply, I think after 5 years of the Adoption and Fostering podcast and all the events that we did last year, we just realized actually we've worked hard with the podcast and, well, kind of, yeah. No. It's our banter that makes it, you know.
It's a banter. It's the symbiosis of my good looks and your wit.
Okay then. So yeah, we just thought let's just take it somewhere else and see what happens. The home for Adoption and Fostering podcast is going to be under the No Borders company. We've got a fabulous website that I'm just about to click go live on as well. For anybody that wants to have a look.
Click it. What's the website?
You can visit the website anytime. I'm just going to click it now, actually, before I say that, because if I say it and people go onto it, they go, oh, not interested, as in can't get on it. So the website is just, helps if I use the right computer mouse, doesn't it?
This is,
professional. Yeah.
This is slick, isn't it?
Okay. Let me just
double check. What's the website address?
Let me just double check it's up there first before you say that.
Oh, this is so bomb. We're going to do other things. So we're going to start maybe a blog on there and get guest people to come on and share their blogs and their thoughts and insights and stuff. We want it to be a really inclusive environment. It's live. And what's the website?
So anybody can go to noborderstraining.org. Noborderstraining.org. And it's live now.
There you go.
Yeah. The website itself, this is our first... this is the first version of it. It will change, it will evolve, it will develop. There's lots of things that we can do. I've spent the last 4 weeks building it. Any criticism, send them to Al. I don't want to hear it.
It's become very touchy.
We've had some feedback on it from some agencies already, and they've been positive about it, which is fantastic. I'm really pleased about that. They've given us some tips for the future, which is even better. So yeah, we're open to suggestions on things that we should have, shouldn't have, etc.
Just to clarify that the server can't be found, Scott, according to and
well, you need to reload it because it is on there and I've got it in front of my screen on a live screen.
Look, don't be touchy. I think that, you know, no one's out to get you, Scott. You've done your best.
I'm even going to check on the other computer.
Oh, right, Ant has now, let's put Ant up because Ant has just literally said, okay, it's there now. He's sorry. Right, he's sorry. All gone down. bless your heart.
Maybe it just took a minute to pop up.
Yeah.
We've got a mailing list on there. The mailing list, just to be clear, we're not going to be committing to newsletters and all that sort of stuff. It'll literally be if we're doing training events, freebies, etc. We might do discounts on some training or some kind of early bird stuff. So that's what the mailing list is for. We're not going to bombard you with some rubbish. And it's got all that sort of stuff with it as well. So,
hey, I think one thing we're really good to talk about, that which is the specific thing, is the event we've got planned for November, which is the our big hoo-ha day again. So on the 26th of November, which is a Friday, we're going to run a similar day to the one we did. So it's like our annual conference, the Adoption Fostering Conference. And we have decided to focus in on the issue around development of adopted individuals, adopted children's, adopted young people's identity. And I think it's something that I am very conscious of, that when I went into my adoption preparation a long time ago, back, you know, the dawn of time, that was just something that was not really on my radar. It was much more about caring for children in the here and now. It was about immediate needs. It was about supporting children and, you know, thinking about, you know, the impact of early adversity, the impact of separation and loss, the impact on behavior. What was really interesting is, as time's gone on, I've been really much more conscious about my children's development of their identity, of where they find themselves in the world. So, you know, are they caught between two worlds? Are they clearly in one world? And that is manifest for different children in different ways. And, you know, the impact of, you know, the impact of early life, of life story, of, you know, the narratives around birth family, they can have a huge impact on how you see yourself. You know, when our children look in the mirror, who do they see? And if they think, oh, I look like my birth mum, what does that mean? You know, and is that a good association, or is that has that association come with all kinds of complexities, or birth dad, or birth, you know? So we thought it'd be really good and something a bit different that we've not necessarily heard a lot of people looking at. So who have we got on, Scott? I'm going to put you on the spot now, aren't I?
Oh, you are putting me on the spot as well. Wait a minute. So we've got me.
Yeah.
Actually, we're doing, if you go to the, do you know what to do, Al? If you go to noborderstraining.org and you go to training and events, and then you scroll down, there's an event called the Adoption and Fostering Podcast Annual Conference. Click on the link which says book. You don't book straight away, so don't panic anybody. You can just, I don't like that, so I'm going to have to look at that. That's not good at all. I don't like that. I'm criticizing my own website. Essentially, I'm going to have to work that one out. But
it's a late night tomorrow.
Oh, not another one. 2 seconds. That's not good, actually. That takes you straight to book. That doesn't give you any.
Shall I talk? Event, right?
Yeah, go on. I'll get it up.
Right, okay. So we have got we've got David Benjamin, who is an adopted adult, but is also a trauma therapist, and he's going to share some of his personal experience, but also some of his, you know, professional insight. So that's one person we've got. Again, we're trying to move our conversation away from, you know, adopted parents come on and tell people how to do their experience. We want to shift the narrative and lean it towards people who are, you know, adopted adult. So we've got David Benjamin, who is a trauma therapist. We've got Shania, who was on last week's podcast, who has got, I think, response to her perception, her perspective and her story has been fantastic. But Shania's got a really good handle on this. And I think she's a trainee clinical psychologist as well, which makes sense of how arrogant she was. We've also got Vicky McHugh, who's been on recently, and she's a therapist and a social worker and EMDR therapist. And she's going to talk about, you know, adoptive parents, about, you know, the challenges adoptive parents experience, and also kind of how to support them. My mind has gone blank. Oh, yeah. So we talked to Beth
Julie Young.
yeah. Julie Young. And Beth Neal said, oh, I'm far too busy, basically. and she said, but I've got this person who would be just the right person. So we've got Julie Young, who is a senior lecturer at the University of East Anglia. And she's going to talk about, which I think is a really interesting stance on, is the impact of contact and children's identity. So how do the two, you know, where they're, the two touch, what's the interplay, and what is the impact of children's identity formation in relation to the level of contact that they've had through their adopted childhood? You know, so whether that be letterbox or physical contact or video contact, I guess that's a new and upcoming thing. Scott, are you literally fixing the website while I'm talking?
No, I'm not, no. But I was just double-checking what you said. So, like you said, Shania is an adoptee and it says aspiring clinical psychologist. I'm not sure aspiring, maybe trainee, but maybe she is aspiring as well, I don't know. But and then of course you and I will be doing a day as well, but we're not going to do it like we did it last time because we both had separate sessions, and I think that we want to give more time to the people that really matter. Can you stop showing comments because they distract me? Thank you, Abigail. That's really nice to hear.
It's because you've got a tiny mind.
I know, yeah. I can't do two things at once. I think that's very clear from the last couple of weeks, to be perfectly
that
frank.
That was fantastic. I'm just hoping, can someone put another long comment? Because just the way that Scott talks and flows down is just hilarious. It's just like this.
Anyway, above all that, so yes, and you know how we're both social media, yeah, thank you, Abigail. Very appreciated. We're both social media freaks. So all the socials are all sorted. We have them all sorted. Instagram, Facebook, the Twitter machine. That's it, isn't it?
Snapchat, I think. TikTok.
No, we don't have that. Can you imagine? Oh my days. I've seen your TikToks and they're not good.
Private account. Don't even look.
Yeah, don't even look. And it involves lots of, dad dancing, I would say. Anyway, so they're all sorted. If you just look for No Borders Training on Facebook and Twitter, Facebook and Instagram, and then on Twitter it's No Borders Limited, because No Borders Training wasn't available. Sorry about that. What can we do?
Yeah.
What can you do?
And the podcast, which we'll put links out to them. The podcast is the No Borders podcast, and it's the logo. Can you show people a logo with the power of sharing your screen?
Let me just
the logo is just a black square.
It's not just a black stick.
Is it not?
So you're about to say, this is the header for our website. This is what we're going to show.
While you're doing that, I'm going to talk a little bit about, because it's interesting that Abigail talks about them shifting the narrative. And the last few weeks, Scott and I have been in conversation with, and this is really sensitive, actually. So I'm kind of being careful what I say, because it's a really difficult issue with birth parents. And the reason it's difficult is, and it just, we've had conversations with a few parents, and obviously the stakes are just so high to get for them to be able to share their perspective. And when I say that, what I mean is that, you know, there several of them are really conscious that they do have really fragile links with their children, their children who've been adopted. And they're really conscious that they feel like they've got stuff they want to share. I'm going to add to the stream so you can show. That's just a picture of your background.
You've got to approve it.
Well, you need to do it again. This is podcast gold, this.
It's amazing, isn't it? This is just what everybody's here for. Yeah.
There you go. Slick.
Wait a minute.
So one of the key things was that we're in the conversations because we want to get those perspectives. Now, not necessarily easy perspectives to listen to. They're not necessarily perspectives we agree with. But they're still valid in the sense that we need to hear what is being said. So that's Scott looking at, that's the header. And that's the No Borders. Are you going to doom scroll, Scott? Speaking of doom scroll, I'm looking forward to the weekend. If you want a laugh, come on to Twitter on Saturday morning.
No, and, please don't.
And watch what happens when we put up the interview with Josh McAllister for the care review. We've already been forewarned. It could get ugly. Are you going to put up the No Borders podcast logo, Scott? Oh, you can't do that, honestly. Seriously, you had one job.
I've got two computers on the go, and I'm really useless when it comes to it because I keep forgetting which one has got
that. That explains why you went quiet for a bit. That, like, there you go. There's no borders. So that's a no borders, right? Okay, cool. I'm not sure that we need to do so much more than this. We've gone on for 25 minutes, Scott. So we're really looking forward to this week, our Josh McAllister interview going out. That was interesting. And again, we're not packs. We try to reflect kind of some realistic yep. conversations.
Exactly.
Excellent. And that'll be out on Saturday morning.
It will.
You're not meant to. We didn't come on here to watch you fiddle on with the internet.
I know. I can't get rid of the screen. Oh, there you go. For a minute. Let's see. Right. There you go. Stop sharing. There you go. I'm back. Excellent. Back in the room.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's we're excited. We don't expect everybody to be excited, but we're excited because I think, you know, after 5 years of busily kind of doing the podcast and all the other things that we've done, we've just kind of tried to bring it all together. And it just makes sense for us to have a home, really. You know, everybody's always said to us, oh, you know, you should do this, you should do that. Is the podcast independent? Is it, you know, is it your blah, blah, blah? The podcast is completely ours. The No Borders podcast is completely ours. No Borders is completely ours. And anything that we do through that website is completely ours as well. We may provide resources and stuff, but that, you know, the stuff that we do is for a community of people that just need to be able to access, you know, low cost, but great value and also great kind of content and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah. And, you know, we really do want to work with more people. So, you know, anybody who's listening and thinks, actually, do you know what, that's something I want to be a part of, then drop us an email. Go through the website, noborderstraining.org. All the links are on there. The email address is on there, noborderstraining@gmail.com for now, because I didn't get as far as setting up email addresses yet. So, you know.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And also, if people are kind of looking for a specific training, come get to us. Or if you're saying, actually, yeah, I've got training I want to deliver,
yeah,
come talk exactly. to us and we'll see if yeah. we can create a yeah. platform for you.
Yeah, and you know, last year we were supposed to do a conference that, because of that damned COVID thing, got cancelled. You know, events like that, you know, we're really, you know, we're able to get anywhere and do anything. That's not us making out that we're begging for business, but that's just saying, you know, that was before we even went down this route, and that's as the Adoption and Fostering podcast. So yeah, we're here, we're live, and we will be here until nobody wants us, really, on noborderstraining.org. Have I said that enough times now? I think I might have.
What, noborderstraining.org? I don't know.
Yeah.
Have you said it enough?
I don't know. We'll find out, won't we? I'll go in and check the analytics shortly.
You shall. Excellent. Right. Fantastic. Well, you have a fantastic evening, Scott. And we'll be on Twitter, we'll be on all our usual places. Give us a message and we'll join in.
Yeah,
so thank you so much for coming. And I hope I don't know what people are expecting, but I hope it was
probably free gifts, champagne.
Yeah, let's hope that it was at least mildly entertaining and a distraction, yes, from whatever exactly. else was going on in people's lives. Exactly. Okay,
yes,
excellent. Bye.